following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited
at
best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow, wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Welcome into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for this Tuesday edition. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up on the program today. What will we talk about? Could we talk baseball? Because we got a couple baseball guests. Do we talk hockey? Because it's the USHL Futures Draft today and the NHL playoffs are going on. Do we talk basketball? Because the NBA playoffs are going on. Do we talk golf? Do we talk high school athletics? Who knows what the Troutman's Tuesday trivia question will be, but a chance for you to win a $25 gift card later on the program today. Also on the program today, we've got the big game tonight, the opening of the brand new home of the College World Series, TD Ameritrade in Omaha, and we will talk with Creighton coach Ed Service on the program coming up in our next segment at about 11:15. We're going to talk with Coach Service, and later on in the program, the hero of yesterday's Husker game, Cash Kelkowski from Grand Island. He's going to join us on the program as well. So stay with us. It's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Nebraska had been 18-0 in games where they had led after six innings, but about let one slip away. And Kelkowski gets the game-winning RBI to save that yesterday. So a lot of baseball talk on the program today.
Doug, we're looking forward to that, but before we get to that, I want to mention a little high school story. But Tyler Dowling from Kearney Catholic yesterday had a double eagle on hole number 18 at the Loop City Golf Course.
Again, a lot of high school activities that were called off because of the weather last week were held yesterday, and we'll get to most of those that at least we know about.
Shelton had a track invite. They had a Loop City invite in golf and had a double eagle. And it's number 9, and it was about 170-yard second shot from what I understand, which tied him then with Riley Reinertsen from Gibbon. They went on to a playoff, in which he birdied the first hole and won the golf tournament. I believe that's the first time in high school golf that Riley Reinertsen has ever been defeated, but some great golf being played. Congratulations.
A double. What was great? Was he playing Greg Norman? The only way the kid can catch me is to double eagle. What the? But, wow, and the folks up there at LC Muni said they don't ever remember there being a double eagle.
Scramble, whatever you want to say. The guy's whacking around every day. You know, you'd think somebody, it's not like it's 680 yards. It's a manageable, if you can hit a drive down.
I think they said it was inside. His second shot was inside 200
yards. Yeah, 170, I think that's what they said. So, I mean, it's like people have had opportunities, several hundreds of opportunities a year, and no one has ever done it. So, congratulations. That's one of those stories that...
That's something you don't forget.
No, good for him.
It doesn't matter how much golf you play the rest of your life, not just your high school career, you're not going to forget it.
And I bet he'll never be able to say that again. I got a double eagle. I got my second double eagle.
No. Wow.
Double eagle way better than a hole-in-one, isn't it?
Yeah, harder.
Harder, yeah.
According to the odds, supposedly. The statisticians at Alaria Tech say, yes, it is much tougher to get a double eagle. Yeah.
Is that from our research department?
That was from our research department.
Alaria.
Yeah, Alaria Tech.
Some great research goes on at night.
You've never seen the college?
I have seen the college. I've been to the college.
It's like the University of Phoenix. You're not quite sure where it's at, but you hear about it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox anytime. And don't forget to use our three words of the week, which are...
Red, delivery, and track.
Red, delivery, track. Use them any way you want in an email. Send them off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You type it in once, you save it, it's there for all. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And at the end of the week, if you don't have to use those words, but if you do, we'll throw you in for our drawing at the end of the week to win a large combo meal for Big Daddy's Deli, Hastings and Kearney.
It's like when you pick up a variety of papers, you see different articles. But in the back of the USA Today, they've got the Notre Dame, the kid dies when the tower collapsed that he was filming from. The headline reads, Notre Dame student's death tied to the use of outdated weather report. The wind was blowing 60 miles an hour the whole day. Could you send the kid out with his camera bag and film and his little pouch? Don't get up there. I mean, I don't know why we got to rehash. I don't know why we got to rehash this for 8 or 9 months. I mean, or 2 years or whatever it's been.
It
was a piss poor decision to send the kid out there.
Yeah, it's a sad story. But when you start saying things like this, then it becomes a human comedy,
right?
Because it has nothing to do with the accident. Can you imagine? What do you think? You think Keith Mann, sports information director for football, every day walks into Bo Pelini's office and hands him the weather report? You think Brian Kelly gets the weather report every day? Coach, it's going to rain today. Huh. That's good because I didn't know it. I mean, I see it's pouring out there, but I didn't know. Thanks for letting me in on that. Yeah,
when doors are slamming and people are having to hold doors shut because the wind's blowing 60 miles an hour, pretty good indication. Winds were strong that day. I don't know, that whole deal, you know, everybody wants to blame somebody else. It's like, we made a bad decision. As a bad deal, you're never going to bring the kid back. Obviously, going to financially, his parents will get a reward, which isn't going to replace the kid. But it was just a bad decision. We screwed up. I don't know why people can't just say, screwed that up. The officials the other night, the Oklahoma City game, screwed it up when they didn't call goaltending. The NBA came out and admitted that. We need more of that. Just people to take accountability. Nobody wants to take accountability.
What if you're up at 4 in the morning and you have a lot of debt?
That's a good point. But you know what irks me, too?
We got that somewhere, don't we? What grinds your gears, Daddy?
Okay, the State Patrol has this little sting operation.
Oh, no. No.
I've never been to Dad's Tavern.
No. No. See, nothing good can come of this.
But I think it's kind of funny when somebody comes in.
Tony's the one that sits closest to the window, and I have nothing to say on this topic.
Okay, it's a busy night at Dad's Tavern, from what I understand. They have a sting operation.
It doesn't even matter what the name of the establishment is.
But it's Dad's Tavern in this case.
You could pick anywhere in the country.
Okay, it's Dad's Tavern south of Traxton Kearney. They send an undercover 20-year-old kid in to buy booze.
Well, that's because they have a government grant.
Yes, because...
Thank God, because, you know...
We're $2 trillion, we're $85 trillion in debt, but we get grants to do stuff like this. So they're trying to catch the bar owner, but she will have none of it. So the crafty bartender, that is a veteran, I might say, she turns around, grabs her scissors, and cuts the kid ID up and says, "Beat it, nerd." About that time, from what I understand, the kid pulls his shirt out and says, "She just cut out my ID." Of which...
Here they come right now.
She's got a wire on. The kid's got a wire on. So instead of everybody, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, pretty crafty move," the kid was, the kid that was trying to buy booze is an under, he doesn't have an ID anymore, and he goes down the street. They come in and give her a ticket. How do they do that? How is this possible? Couldn't we have just said, "That was a good one. That was a good one, veteran bartender." No one's ever done that before, that I know. Maybe it happens all the time. I don't know. They give her a ticket for an impeding investigation or something of that effect.
Malicious mischief.
Oh, my God.
Criminal mischief.
And don't forget Danny Woodcock out of the backfield.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Ed Service, Creighton baseball coach, is set to join us. The Huskers' Cash Kalkowski will join us, and they love baseball at Misco Sports. Open 7 days a week on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. As you get ready for baseball and softball season, be sure to see the trio of Steves, or the duo. Never know who's going to be sneaking around in there. At Misco Sports, they'll get your hats, your uniforms, and your travel bags. Plus, they've got the gear you need. Bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, catcher's equipment. Doesn't matter if it's guys or gals, little kids or big kids. It's all there for you to help make you better. Misco's is open 7 days a week. You want some Husker gear? Got it. Loper gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, your favorite Major League Baseball team, go in and get a hat for the summer. It's all right there. Stop by and see them today. Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
All the trauma.
Bryant for three, right down the chute.
All the excitement.
Tip jam by LeBron James.
All in one place.
Dribbling it in through the foul.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earth.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Greg Tatro. Today we'll see cloudy skies with a good chance of rain and a high of 43. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers early and a low of 31. Then Wednesday, mostly cloudy with our highs reaching to 54. Right now, 36.
Well, if you think you're good enough to make a double eagle, then don't forget, this Saturday, the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Course. Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again. Call Indian Head to put your team in this Saturday. It's a four-person scramble, two flights, top three teams wins. Good old-fashioned cash. Plus, there's a chance to win a $30,000 automobile from the Tom Dinsdale Automotive Group for their first hole-in-one on the 14th hole, the 158-yarder. You don't even need a double eagle. Maybe you get that chance at a 60-foot putt worth $10,000. They're going to throw in breakfast for you as well. Net proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska. So go to our website for more information, ESPNSuperstation.com, or call Indian Head and sign your team up today. Going to be a great day Saturday to play a little golf. 381-4653. 381-GOLF, 381-4653, Indian Head, and the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person golf scramble at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Coming up on Saturday, love to have you be a part of it. So there you go. Daddy, we've been talking a lot about baseball. Cash Kalkowski going to join us in the second half of this hour. But you look at what happened. A lot of folks in this part of the state, I think, pay attention to Creighton when they play Nebraska, or if there's a local kid playing on the team, or if it gets into the postseason, which Creighton has had a lot of success in. But, boy, they're having some success this year. And you can't just look at the Nebraska game, because this team is sitting at 26-7. They are nationally ranked. They have both the player and the pitcher of the week this week in the Missouri Valley Conference. And they're looking to make amends. I'll tell you one thing. Creighton is not going to want to lose the very first game ever played at the home of the College World Series, the new home, TD Ameritrade, tonight.
Well, I think they proved that by going with their number one starter tonight, too. Ed Service joins us, the coach and manager of the Creighton Blue Jays. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us some time on what's a very busy day. Are you as excited as everybody else in Omaha and across the metro area?
Well, we certainly are. You know, we had a chance to get in there last night and practice for about an hour and a half, and you should have seen the reaction of the players and the people that walked in. We kind of had an open house. It's a beautiful situation, a great ballpark. It's going to serve the fans and the players very well, and everybody who's affiliated with that stadium should be very proud. So today's an interesting day. Should be a fun night. Obviously, we wish the weather was a little bit better, but it's still good enough for us to play.
Coaches, according to the paper this morning, World Herald, Steve Pivovar wrote the article, you were a little bit concerned, or I don't know if you had some reservations about what the infield would be like. Didn't disappoint when you got out there?
No. You know, I'm kind of a traditionalist. The first thing I do when I get to a diamond, a new diamond, is to look at the surface and make sure that the players are going to be able to make plays. And obviously a brand-new stadium, you're never sure if the dirt is going to be firm enough or whatever, but it's outstanding. I mean, it's the best that it could be. Our players will have more than an opportunity to make the plays they need to make. And so I'm very pleased with everything. I know the seating and the concourses and everything, that's outstanding too, but you know, I'm not really a fan. I'm going to be on the field working our players out, so I look at more at the surface, and it's outstanding. So it's going to be a great place for us to play for the next 10 years.
Ed Service joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Creighton Blue Jays, 26-7. Coach, how much, it probably helped a little bit last night, but how much do you have to be concerned with the awe factor and somebody trying to get the first hit, somebody trying to do the first this, the first that, that they're going to mark everything down in that baseball game tonight? Do you have to address that with your players?
A little bit. You're bad. We have to talk a little bit about that. I want it to become a baseball game and not kind of a carnival atmosphere. There will be a lot of first, obviously, the first pitch thrown, and there'll be a lot of baseballs thrown out that'll be kept as souvenirs and about the first game ever played at TD Ameritrade. So hopefully by the second or third inning, we're getting into the game a little bit, and it starts to resemble a baseball game between Creighton and Nebraska. And that's my hope. I'm sure Coach Anderson believes the same. And we got to get through this initial kind of ceremonial thing that'll take place before the game and then the first inning or two, and then hopefully the players will ease into it. They'll play a good baseball game, and everybody who comes tonight will be entertained.
Coach, can you talk about the decision to go with Ty tonight, your number one pitcher?
Well, you know, Ty, all weekend starters throw a bullpen during the middle part of the week in preparation for the weekend start. And we decided that we would use Ty's on the mound tonight. He'll only throw one inning. We'll be very careful with his pitch count. As much as everybody wants to, you know, lock in on tonight's game, we have a huge series against Southern Illinois this weekend. You know, we're currently in first place in our conference. We'd like to stay near the top, or if not first. In order to do that, we have to win some games. We have to make sure we have the right pitchers lined up. So, you know, some people might read this differently, saying, you know, like Creighton wants to win the first game badly at TD Ameritrade. Hey, we'd like to win every game badly. Don't get me wrong, but we're all, you know, as long as the scoreboard's on, I want to win. I mean, that's what I tell the players all the time. As long as they click that scoreboard on, let's try to win the game. But we're trying to also be smart about this weekend. And we just wanted to run a veteran pitcher out there, knowing that there'll be a lot of hoopla to start the game. Hopefully he can ease our team into the game. And then you'll see a lot of pitchers that you normally see in a midweek game.
Well, let's face it. There's no doubt about it. I'd want to win it. It's an honor, whoever you put out there first. It's a tip of the cap to a couple of the things that both teams will want to do in the baseball game tonight. And you've got more than just Ty. In fact, we talk about him. He's not even the big man on campus this week. Kurt's your pitcher of the week. You got Trevor that's been doing it all season for you. You got a couple of kids that received some awards for the great play they had this weekend in your weekend sweep against Indiana State.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for us. Anytime you can go on the road, Indiana State, all the way across, over to Terre Haute, Indiana, to win three games, it says a lot about this team. You know, we've only played 10 home games. But we've played 23 road games, so we're kind of used to the travel part of it, and we're anxious to get back home here now, which we will be for the next 2 weeks. But we've had some outstanding performances. You mentioned Trevor Adams. He already has 10 home runs. And there was a lot of hoopla about the bat this year and how the bat was going to affect college baseball. Obviously, it hasn't affected Trevor too much. He's hitting close to 400. And Kurt Spoelman, who's been our closer, has been outstanding for the last couple weeks. You mentioned Ty Block, who will start tonight. Jonas Dufek, who's been our Saturday pitcher, has been very, very good. So the thing I like about this club more than any is their strong senior leadership. And I've been around college baseball now for 28 years, and I've never had a good team without strong senior leadership. So a lot of credit goes to those seniors.
Coach, I think a question a lot of people have, and this is more concerning ahead for the College World Series, that when Ron Polk and Augie Garrido and those guys had such a love for the stadium on the hill in Rosenblatt, and I know it held a special place in your heart. It was a great place to go play baseball. When they get to the new park, will it be easier? Will it lessen the disappointment and be everything that Omaha said it would be?
Yes, it will. And I guarantee that there'll be, as much as we enjoyed our memories of Rosenblatt, we enjoyed the opportunities, we enjoyed the fierce competition that took place in that stadium, it'll be soon forgotten because TD Ameritrade is outstanding. The players are going to fall in love with it. It's just what you want as a coach. You want the players to play on the best surface that you can come across. You want the fans to be engaged and involved in the game. They will be. And I think the coaches and the players alike are going to, there's going to be a definite wow factor when they get here in middle part of June. And there'll be a little bit of talk about Rosenblatt Stadium, but I don't think there'll be as much as people thought. TD Ameritrade's everything anybody wants in a brand-new ballpark.
Ed Service with us for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, when you put together a record like you've got, the way the team is pitching the baseball, as you said, you're leading the conference. We want to know, what's it going to take maybe for this baseball club to play an unscheduled game at TD Ameritrade, say, sometime in June?
Well, that would be nice. I mean, we do have the conference tournament. We do have the conference tournament at TD Ameritrade this year, which is a huge benefit for Creighton to be able to host that. So we're anxious for that. That'll take place at the end of May. But we are anxious to play in June. I mean, this team has its sights set on playing in June. We have to win as many games as possible. We have to be good in our non-conference games as well. We play Nebraska tonight. We play Kansas next Tuesday. We play Nebraska again in May. We play Iowa. Those games take on a certain amount of importance, too. I think we have to finish first or second in our conference in the regular season. Obviously, if you win the conference tournament, it's an automatic bid. But I'd like to think our conference this year might get a couple at-large bids, if not two, at least one. So we're fighting for potential of an at-large bid as well as the automatic bid if we were fortunate enough to win our conference tournament. So we put ourselves in position where we have options, and that's what you like with any of your teams as you inch closer to the end of April. You want to have options. There's nothing like college baseball when the calendar turns into May. The weather starts to cooperate and the players start to play even at a higher level.
Coach, I'm going to come at you from left field at this one. We're seeing highlights of this kid from the Cincinnati Reds throwing 106 mile an hour on the stadium scoreboard. What's the hardest you've ever saw a kid throw a baseball on a radar gun?
Probably 98, 97. I think the hardest young man I ever saw in college was, I had a chance to see Brandon Looper pitch for Wichita State about 15 years ago. Brandon spent a lot of time in the major leagues. He just retired this offseason, and he was throwing about 96 to 98 that night, and it was hard for me to see the ball. one thing about most college stadiums, they don't have the same lighting as a major league stadium. So if you get a kid throwing that hard at night in most college stadiums, I mean, a huge advantage because the lights aren't the same as a big league stadium. That's the nice thing about TD Ameritrade. I mean, they got big league lights, so it's going to be a little different lighting than like when we were at Terre Haute this weekend playing on a Friday night. It's a little different there than what you would see at TD Ameritrade or a major league ballpark.
Last question, Ed, because I know he's got family. Sure. Because I know he's got family out here in our listening area. You got a new assistant coach in Craig Moore. He's not going to get confused about what uniform to put on tonight, is he?
No, we teased Craig a little bit. You know, when he first came aboard, you know that he's got to kind of let his allegiance go a little bit. You know, and he's now wearing blue instead of red. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's just a great guy. He's been through this one time before when we played Nebraska a couple weeks ago, and he's just a workmanlike guy. He doesn't get engaged too much with this situation. He kind of stands back and lets the rivalry kind of continue. But it's probably got to be a little uneasy for him at times, but you'd never know. He's not that kind of guy that talks about it very often.
Well, it should be a great day and great night in Omaha. And, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Best of luck throughout the rest of the season, and enjoy the evening.
Thanks a lot, guys, and I hope the folks who come up, you know, bundle up and enjoy.
It'll be a great night. We'll talk to you again in the future. Thanks, Coach. Ed Service, head baseball coach at Creighton University, 6:30 tonight, Nebraska Educational Television. It's on 1230 KHAS Radio tonight as well as Creighton gets ready to battle Nebraska. Nebraska beat them the first time around, tried to let it maybe get away at the end, but Nebraska did win that pretty soundly when Niederklein went, 5 2/3, a no-hit ball. And Nebraska was pretty serious about that, and I think Creighton's going to be pretty serious about this ball game tonight. This is one of those that, you know what, guys? It's going to be a lot more memorable if we win it. I think that's the message you give to your ball club. It's going to be a lot more memorable if we win the ball game tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting because the lots open at 12:30 today, and the gates open at 3:30. So they're going to let you come in. They're going to let you see the ballpark. You know, I wouldn't think at 3:30 there'd be a whole lot of people in there if you are one of the lucky few that are headed down.
Just Kugler and Sevier getting hammered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on.
They'll have this little radio show they do every day down there.
Pretend. It's like a pretend. They get put up fake mics, and they put up a little sign. People think they're on the radio. It's pretty funny. But Kevin Kugler, John Bishop are doing the game on TV tonight. So that'll be interesting because John does Creighton most of the time. And, of course, Cougs does the TV a whole lot. So just going with what my press release says here. So that's what's going on at TD Ameritrade tonight. Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Stuffed Steakhouse Burger, stuffed with jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, spicy poblano sauce, ripe tomatoes, and crisp iceberg lettuce on the out. Hey, there's two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Stop by BK. We are going to be back with a challenge for Daddy via the email. Also, Cash Kalkowski of the Hustlers is going to join us. All that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up as well, Tony. I think you got one. Daddy's got a Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I think you're going to like it. It's pretty cool. Pretty fun.
Kind of hard.
It is kind of hard. There's no doubt about it. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at ThinkApproved.com. Tickets.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Greg Tatro. Today we'll see cloudy skies with a good chance of rain and a high of 43. Tonight mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers early and a low of 31. Then Wednesday mostly cloudy with our highs reaching to 54. Right now, 36.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Folks, there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing when you invest in the Midway Auto Group, because they are investing in you with a huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram cars, trucks, vans, crossovers. There it is, folks. Quick and simple, cut and dry, the way you like it. They're going to help you save money. Great vehicles, great automobiles with good gas mileage to get you through these tougher economic times, because the gas people just don't care. Spring truck selection at Midway, even better. Get all the details and meet their online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Check it out, folks. It's really cool. Helps you get ready to buy your brand new or pre-owned certified truck, car, van, whatever it is you need. It's free, fast. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, or online, thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Hey, Doug, this is from Irish Ken. Since you are a person with considerable influence in the local sporting world, okay, I'm not sure this is even a sport, but he's wondering if I could arrange for Big Daddy to skate a few laps against Big Bertha at the upcoming roller derby event at the event center.
God.
He goes, as you may know, every women's roller derby team has a Big Bertha who stays at the back of the pack to knock opponents on their ass as they try to pass. Irish Ken. That would be awesome. That, you know, Ken, I got everything lined up. There were two problems. And I don't think he used all the words, so I don't think we have to save it, Merritt. But there's two problems, liability/insurance issues, that the roller derby and the event center did not feel the premium was affordable. And secondly, we can't find a way to get Daddy's cankles into some roller skates. I don't even know. I mean, you'd have to, like, get two skateboards and strap them to his feet, wouldn't you? I mean, that's your only chance, ain't it? I'd love to see you in the roller derby.
See, the Larry the Cable Guy did that on his show. He got involved in the roller derby in Vegas, and they did a little exhibition and had some fun with that. He was not a fast skater. I think back in the day, I was a fast skater, but that was a little thinner daddy.
That was that nine-year-old daddy?
That was a nine-year-old daddy.
With the turquoise shorts and matching socks.
I got them at Misco's with my turquoise leggings.
There you go. Hey, congratulations to Tyler Shields. He announced to the Kearney Hub that he's going to be going to UNK to play basketball. Two-time area player of the year, all-stater as well. So congratulations there. Kearney boys track team and girls track team.
But dominate.
Boys dominated the Dick Jones Invite, defending Class A champion Omaha Central. They were only 72 points behind. 127th consecutive invitational title for the Kearney High boys. And And the girls won, but just didn't dominate quite as much. Only 21 points. Oh, my. But congratulations to the Bearcats.
Who thought that Central... there's 71 points. It's not like it came down to the final relay.
Stewart,
did you also think that...
You're just looking for teams that can be close. You know, an event where there's other decent teams in it. A little bit more competitive than the Kearney High invite or the UNK indoor for this ball, for this team.
I've got to read Roger Matheson's quote that Stu got.
Oh, I got Roger Matheson's quote.
We are very young. We're getting better. We still have a ways to go before to be a contender for state. Just give them the trophy. God.
Kearney High tennis invite yesterday was made up, and Kearney finishes the runner-up behind Omaha Westside. In golf, Grand Island got to play at beautiful Champions Run, the Omaha Creighton Prep invite. That'd be worth traveling down there. So did Hastings, but Grand Island finished a little higher, finished in a tie for third yesterday. Also in soccer, Hastings boys beat Lexington. Northwest girls beat Lexington. Columbus Scotus boys over Central Catholic. Kearney High plays at Foster Field today against North Platte. So if you're a soccer fan and they're going to play at the beautiful Foster Field, that's going on today. There's a lot of other activities they're trying to get in today. And other track yesterday, Shelton's track teams, they just continue to dominate. The Shelton boys win it with 193. Kennesaw second, 117, followed by Silver Lake and Elm Creek for the girls. Shelton 167. Elm Creek 106, then Kennesaw and North Loup Scotia at the Central City invite. The Aurora boys and Northwest girls were winners. And, Daddy, a couple of coaching changes out there. Andy Gerlich is leaving Sutton. He's a Metro guy, found some coaching jobs out here, went to Shelton. Was it only a year, maybe a couple, and then got the job at Sutton where he's done a great job, 97-20. In those games that he has coached at Sutton. They were the state runner-up in 2008. He will be the new girls coach at Papillion La Vista South, which made their first state tournament appearance last year in basketball. And then also, Walt Olson, who was the Hastings High football coach for a number of years and took him to the state championship in 93 and 94, he's going to go to Papillion La Vista South and be their football coach.
He's congratulations,
been the
last
guys. Few years, but there you go, keeping you up to date on a little bit of what's going on there. Tri-City Storm, and Drew Shenick's going to join us on the show tomorrow, head coach, general manager of the Storm, which right now is interesting because he's still working, but the contract has not been signed. So he's working. He's like Roger Goodell. He's working without a contract.
sort of like, I'm sure he would tell you it's like that, but way different.
only he's not making a dollar.
Yeah.
He's right now without. But the futures draft, which if you're a hockey nut, you know what this is about. But basically, this is drafting kids that were born this year. It's 1995. So they're 16-year-olds or 15-year-olds, and they're going to continue to play their high school or their lower-tier hockey, and then when they become eligible, they'll come up, and then the Storm or whoever picks them in this futures draft still has a chance to have them on. And so we'll talk about the kids they get there, the season, what's still ahead. Drew Shenick going to join us on the show tomorrow. And, Daddy, more excitement coming to the Heartland Events Center, professional arena soccer. Not a big soccer fan, but it's a different game inside.
More points. There's more points.
It's
scored.
A different game inside.
I know it's goals, Scott Steinbrook. Do not just put your phone down.
Did you say points?
Yes. It's a lot more goals.
It'll be between the Kansas Magic and a Nebraska All-Star team. And that's from all over the state. And it's going to be Sunday, May 15th at the Heartland Events Center at 4 o'clock. So there you go. So there's some notes and news and notes, and Cash Kalkowski is going to join us here in about 5 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, Chapman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call us now, and if you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. It's grilling time, folks. We're getting close to Easter. They've got your Easter hams, everything you'll need to feed the crew. Summertime, carrying the gang. They take care of you at Troutman's Quality Meats. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Lauren.
Lauren, how are you today? Now, Daddy's got a question. I want you to know that he said it was pretty tough, but I think it's fair. And today, we're starting with NBA playoffs. Daddy, go!
Most NBA playoff games, this player has played in the most NBA playoff games.
Ever?
Ever.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, you said? No, that is that is incorrect.
He is sixth on the list.
Sixth on the list. Try back, Lauren, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
James Morgan.
James, who has played in the most NBA playoff games in history?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He is second on the list.
Man. Yeah, so that makes him first loser?
He's the first loser. You're right.
Who are we chatting with?
Greg Mays.
Hey, Greg, do you know the answer? Which player has played in the most NBA playoff games?
I think it's Chauncey Billups.
Try back, Greg. Yeah,
he's not on the list.
He's a couple ahead of Bart Kofod. 888-455-ESPN. I don't even know why I came up with that name. There you go. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
This player has played in more NBA playoff games than anyone else in the history of the NBA. Who is it?
Karl Malone.
Is not Karl Malone. Excellent guess.
Good guess. Was he on your top seven list or eight list or whatever you got there?
He is not. He is not.
888-455-ESPN. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on this Tuesday. Who are we chatting with?
Lance Nelson.
Lance, do you know the answer? Who has played in more NBA playoff games than anyone else?
Is it Wilt Chamberlain?
It's not Wilt Chamberlain.
It's not Wilt. One clue, you're gonna know this person, okay? It's not gonna be an old timer because you didn't have as many playoff games. The percentage wise maybe, but this player, how many is it, Tony?
244 playoff.
This person has played in 244 NBA playoff games. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brett.
Do you know the answer?
Well, I thought I did. Bill Russell.
No.
It's not Bill Russell.
It's not Wild Bill Hickok either.
That reminds me, we've got to get to fishing results before this show is over. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, have you had time to look it up yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, what's the answer? Who has played in more NBA playoff games than anyone else?
I'm going to guess Jordan.
Not Jordan. In fact, he's not even in the top five, is he?
No, he's not.
No, that's because of that retirement. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's stay with the phone lines. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Lance again.
Hey, Lance, you got another guest for us?
Is it John Stockton?
It's not John Stockton.
that's well played. Not John Stockton. In fact, not a member of that famed Utah Jazz club, was he?
No.
No, okay. We're playing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Chris.
Chris, who has played in more NBA playoff games than anyone ever?
How about KG, Kevin Garnett?
It's not no, KG.
No, it's not. It's not KG. Merrick, quit laughing at everybody. Quit it. You make him feel bad. Daddy hates it when we laugh at him. You know how sad it makes him. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
This is Brad.
Brad, do you know the answer? Who's played in more NBA playoff games than anyone ever?
How about Larry Bird?
Not Larry Bird. More recent than that. I'll give you another clue. More recent than Larry Bird. 888-455-ESPN.
I know Merritt's saying the nickname, but if you give the nickname, it's obviously over.
Yeah, you can't do that. Cash Kalkowski coming up in just a minute after we wrap up Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, do you know the answer? Who's played in the most NBA playoff games in history?
I'm hoping it's Big Shot Bob Robert Horry, but I'm not thinking it's right.
It is Robert Horry.
Right answer. There we go.
Big Shot Bob, you are correct.
Nice, nice, nice. He broke the hearts of the Sacramento Kings. Wasn't he the guy that nailed the three?
Oh, he did all, yeah.
God.
My time, guys. I don't know.
Hey, hang on the line. Merritt will get you hooked up for a $25 gift card from a Troutman's. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, and great job on being the winner today. Hang on the line. We're going to take a break. Cash Kalkowski joins us when we come back.
Not all brake pads are created equal.
Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
A doctor died.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen. Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I'm weather eye meteorologist Greg Tatro. Today we'll see cloudy skies with a good chance of rain and a high of 43. Tonight mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered showers early and a low of 31. Then Wednesday mostly cloudy with our highs reaching to 54. Right now, 36.
I got my first real six string. Loaded at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled.
Regular bone-in chicken wings for only 40 cents. Big Daddy Chicken Wings, they're larger than ever, folks. They're waiting for you at the Chicken Coop. Downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Only 40 cents. Any of the 13 wing flavors you can choose on. Any time tonight between 5 and 10, pick some up 40 cents. Plus, catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Great food and drink specials every night. Remember, they've got the Polish dog, the sauerkraut, beans, only $4.99. Going on. That's a lunch special this week, only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Well, yesterday, Nebraska played a rare Monday game, taking on Kansas State. Weather pushing back that series, but it was an exciting finish.
Maybe we should play more.
Well, yeah, maybe more Monday games. We're 1-0 on Monday, I think, so far this year. It came down, though, to an exciting finish in the bottom of the ninth, and as he's been doing most of the season, Cash Kalkowski came through for the Huskers yesterday in their 5-4 victory. We're going to talk not just about that base hit yesterday, but how the season's been going with the Grand Island graduate, and Cash joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cash, congratulations on a great season so far and a big play yesterday for you.
Thanks very much.
Talk about, before we get just breaking down yesterday, talk about how you think the season has gone so far. Of course, everybody from this area knows you went to Nebraska to be a pitcher. Injuries have changed that. It's changed your role with the baseball team. Are you satisfied with your season so far?
Yeah, I am satisfied with the season this year. I missed all last year with surgery and stuff, so it's just a blast being out there with my friends and stuff.
Cash, talk a little bit about the change in roles for you and how you accepted that challenge.
Well, the team's rolled by was pitcher, and, well, I came there to play both ways, and they need me as a pitcher more than a hitter, so I decided to just be a pitcher, but then surgery happened sophomore year, and then this year asked me a hitter, and I'm just having fun hitting.
Cash Kalkowski with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Cash, how, when we talked to Mike Anderson at the beginning of the year, the prognosis wasn't great. It sounded like maybe your pitching career is over. Do you know what is going to happen with that? Do you want to try and pitch again?
I do in the future want to try pitching again. But right now I'm having a blast just hitting, playing a position, so.
Cash, talk a little bit about not only yesterday, but I guess when you decide to that you're going to be at the plate and get away from the pitching side of things, how long did it take you to start seeing and feeling comfortable, I guess, there?
Well, it took me all of fall and winter to be comfortable with a lot of off-speed pitches because I didn't hit for 2 years. And with Chris Erstedt helping the team and everybody else, and seeing pitches a lot and just getting swings again helped a lot. Finally be comfortable in the box now.
He's the latest Husker out of Grand Island doing good things down in Lincoln. Cash Kalkowski is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he's staying busy in the classroom and staying busy on the field. Cash, take us through what happened yesterday. You had a couple hits. I'm listening to the ball game. I just figured Cody's going to get the job done. Bases loaded, nobody out, but it didn't happen for him. You're down in the count 0-2. Kind of take us through that at bat.
Well, I thought Cody was going to get it done with baseball. He's one of our best hitters on the team. He's probably the best hitter. And then he popped up in the first pitch, and then I was like, okay, I need to get the ball in the air or on the ground, just put it in play. First pitch was inside, but they called a strike. It was a good pitch. Second one, I just barely missed, fouled it off. And the last one, he missed, and then I just put it over the – I just put it in the – put it on the ground.
Cash, obviously some excitement there, and you guys get your first Big 12 series win, but you don't have time to rest on this because you got more excitement starting tonight.
Oh, yeah, we go to the new ballpark tonight in Creighton, in Omaha.
Cash, is that a big deal? I mean, do you guys see this as a really neat thing, or is it just another baseball game against Creighton, a team that you guys want to beat?
Well, it is a neat thing going to a new ballpark, but we have to just get down to business, play baseball again, and have another win.
Is Coach taking you guys there a little bit early to look around so that the newness factor wears off, or is it business as usual?
It's business as usual, just leaving the same time, doing the same routine every time.
Cash, obviously, when you went to Lincoln, you saw the crowds down there on recruiting visits and when they were going to College World Series, 8,000 or 9,000. Tonight, though, totally different atmosphere. In upwards of 25,000 people will attend. Obviously, that's every kid's dream is to play in front of crowds like that. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, I haven't played with a crowd with 25,000 or even, I think, 8,000. So it's going to be kind of exciting, but you still have to stay in the game and play. Don't think anybody's there.
Probably be a little different than Tino yelling at you on the mound there at Ryder Park, right?
Yeah, it'll be a lot different.
Cash Kalkowski is with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cash, what about the team right now? A lot was made of how big getting a series win was because the team had not been able to finish that off. Do you see some signs of better play ahead? What do you think about where the team is as a whole right now?
Well, with every series, we were close. We were 1-1, and we lost the series on Sunday or something. But this series was different. We had a mindset going in, and we need to win this. And in which we did, we had a mindset to play baseball and be hard-nosed, and you know, that's what we did. We didn't give up.
Tough one-run games, all three of these this last weekend. Can you use one-run games to give you guys some confidence when Oklahoma, when you face them this weekend?
Oklahoma's going to be tough. It's a good ballpark to hit at. Wind blows out a lot. Pitching staff, they're hot right now. I think it's going to be a one-run game or maybe a 10-9 game. It's going to be a lot of hits and stuff, so we'll see how it does.
Cash, I'll ask you the question. I keep asking coaches this. What is the dumbing down of the bats done to you guys? Is it noticeably different than a year ago?
I can't really comment on that because I didn't hit with the new bat, the old bat last year or anything. So, and then this year I got into the new bets, so I can't really comment on that.
Cash, do you still, I guess, hang around the pitchers at practice or have anything to do with the pitching staff this year or go through some things with the pitching staff, or is it totally all playing defense and being at the plate?
Just being at totally all defense, position player only right now. I'm trying to get the coaches let me throw a bullpen, but I don't think it's going to happen with the trainers and stuff.
How is the injury? What's going on with the arm?
The arm feels amazing. I think it's about 80%. It's not full go. I haven't really tested how hard I can throw, like, into the infield. I just kind of ease into it, but I think it's there. It felt really good yesterday. I felt like I can throw on the mound yesterday, but so I'm still a little scared about it, but getting over it.
Cash, do we know who's going to get the start on the mound tonight? Has Coach told you guys yet?
I think it's Tom Lincke, but I'm not for sure.
And you, of course, being the visiting team tonight, you'll probably have an opportunity to hit the first home run in the new ballpark. I mean, you're not thinking about that at all, are you?
No.
Cash, last question. We'll let you get out of here because I know you're in study hall and you're back and forth between classes. What is the class load like? Do we have a major yet? And what classes are you going to be hitting today for the folks back here that don't have to do that anymore?
My major is communications and into sign language.
Well, hey, at least I was going to say, stay away from radio. There's no money in it, okay? Cash,
okay.
Hey, we'll let you go. I know you squeezed us in today. We sure appreciate it. We'll chat with you again in the near future, and keep up the good work. We'll look forward to seeing you play tonight and throughout the rest of the season. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care. Cash Kalkowski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Creighton tonight. Prediction?
I you know what, I did not realize until earlier this morning that Creighton was as good as they are. They're going to go with their number one and two. You're going to see that. Nebraska wins.
Creighton wins. There's just too much pointing towards Creighton. There's absolutely no doubt Creighton wants this way more than Nebraska does. Nebraska wants to win, but they're coming off that game yesterday. They got to get ready for Oklahoma. They know they're gonna try hard tonight. I think Lemke will do okay on the mound, but they're still not knocking the cover off the ball. And if you can't do that against K-State's pitching staff, okay. But I don't know. I just it doesn't even really bother me. I don't mind if Creighton wins tonight.
Bothers me.
Ed Service, thanks for joining us on the show today. The Creighton head baseball coach, Cass Kalkowski of the Huskers. Tomorrow, Drew Schenick of the Tri-City Storm. And our Loper link will be UNK head football coach, Daryl Morris, to recap spring ball and get us ready for their football banquet in just under 2 weeks.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.